put that, it was stone jar, and then,
stored in.
Put this lard, or, well, look, it was a hog, and see, you put the lard all over it, so it completely covers it, and that sort of seals it.
Sausage, and cook up an enormous amount of sausage, and have your large stone jars, and pour the lard over it, and just cover it completely.
And it would keep in the winter. Of course, you never tried that in the summer, I guess, because it would spoil. Well, that was all I had.
Well, thank you. You can probably give us a lot of things when it comes to these. You brought a lot of things to mind just to mention it here that I pretty near forgot.
But I remember how my mother was so tired of those iron kettles and pots, and then I guess that when something else came in use, she threw them away. And now then, you see, we've all been hunting up those iron pots if we could find them, and hoping we could.
It's possible that Mother used to cook beans in that iron kettle.
Oh, my mother cooked meat and cooked beans and so many things in this iron kettle that had the three little legs.
What did they use to stir then when they had these deep kettles?
Stir with?
Uh-huh.
Well, they used wooden spoons quite a little, didn't they?
Yes, and then long-handle iron spoon.
Yes.
One that I can remember is a big long-handle iron spoon. A big spoon.
And now, as far as the dishes, did your mother ever have the ironstone china like so? It's a real heavy.
Well, it had that heavy china.
Yes. Of course, we just had the china. I don't know what it was, just in something very made, of course. But
you mentioned stone, though. I don't remember that.
Well, they call it ironstone, but it's a heavy china.
Heavy china, yes, we have.
And in some of these old homes, that you see quite a little of that. And they had one great big. We went through a place in Wisconsin, I did, and they had a great big dish that big that was a soup. They put all their soup in this, and it has a heavy lid, and then they have a ladle, and see, they dip it from this soup and serve people at the table, you know. And of course, it's really pretty. Some of it's white, and some of it's colored.
I don't remember what kind of a dish they had, but that's the way they served the soup.
Oh.
It always came in one big dish and it was served out, but I don't remember what kind of a dish it was.
Ironstone is becoming popular.
Yes, it is. People are, of course, collecting it if they can find it, you know.
Well, it's being produced again.
Being produced again.
It's relatively inexpensive and it's very durable.
Uh-huh.
That's what we need in my house.
I think we
How many
need
children do you have?
Just two. That is two in number, but about 12 in energy, I think.
Yes. That's the way all the retardants today are,
I think. This beagle called a lot of things to attention. I just forgotten how to do. I know we were fortunate there to have a good orchard. I mean, in those days, everybody, there wasn't too much about the stores. Tried to make their own provisions, cannon, and every fall, I stood over that big kettle, stirred peach butter and apple butter all day long. We put up an enormous lot. And the last time, I usually, even after I was grown, I took care of the butchering on, and we killed them. I think the last butchering I did out there, I killed 18 hogs, all the butchering and stored all that meat. That hasn't been too long. That's long 1920. Mm-hmm. Came up here in 37. That's long in the 30s. We were still butchering our meat out. Now we butcher none.
There's a great deal to be said for that. There's no taxation when you butcher your own hogs.
Yes.
There
Did
is.
You ever have to turn on?
Yeah. That's bringing back bad memories.
Sure.
I did too. That's one of my jobs.
Water with a wooden paddle. I even have one up there that my mother used, and then molded it in pound molds in a wooden mold, and ours had a pineapple